Hello, my name is Janet Weaver-Smith. It's August 29th, 2006, and during some prayer time this morning, had a message come that I'd like to finally post again. It's been a while since we've had a podcast. The message today entitled, What Difference Does It Make? I'm really impressed with something the Lord is showing me, particularly, probably figure couple of other people might appreciate hearing about it too. What difference does it make if you have talents, if you have amazing intelligence and amazing giftedness? What difference does it make? And what difference does it make specifically if you don't really know what love is about, how to love people? So, I'm going to bring us right back to that foundational stone called the word love and read out loud from 1 Corinthians 13. I'm not sure if we can understand this scripture particularly well enough ever. So, from the version called The Message, it's just a little bit more reader-friendly and current in its understanding, so I'm using that translation, but whatever Bible translation you prefer, look it up. It's 1 Corinthians 13 of the New Testament. The way of love. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing. Nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor, and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Doesn't have a swelled head. Doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first. Doesn't fly off the handle. Doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Doesn't revel when others grovel. Takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Puts up with anything. Trusts God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back. But keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. This message is particularly important to me right now because of how I see in the body of Christ a really important pursuit of knowing and understanding God more deeply, more passionately, and His ways more acutely. And with that, there's a real yearning, I think, a longing for people to experience God more supernaturally instead of with your heads or just with head knowledge. The desire to experience God passionately and connectedly. It's a living desire. It's a true desire. And so there's a pursuit of wanting to see visions and dreams and experience the supernatural of God. This is a wonderful thing. This is a godly pursuit that we should pursue, or that we should desire, and we should long for this. We should want to be fascinated with God, because that's how He created us. And the environment within which we should be yearning for this is the outward environment of causing ourselves to know and understand love like never before. Imagine a circle, and in the middle is God, and it tells us in Scripture that God is love. 1 John. And so if God is love, And in the circle, in the center of the circle is God. Also imagine three words. The first word is align. The second word is abide. The third word is agree. Now, 1, 2, 3 doesn't really matter, because on a circle, you can start on any of those and go from one to the next. When I talk about aligning with God, who's the center, who is love, when we align our lives to God, who is love, we are saying to ourselves, I vanquish my self-interests. I self-vanquish my self-interests. I put them down right now because I want to align with God, who is love. And we just described what love was. If we're doing all of these things, if we're prophesying all these amazing words from God, if we're having revelation and words of wisdom and knowledge and all of this amazing experience, but we do not understand that love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Doesn't have a swelled head. Love isn't always me first, etc. If we're not looking and aligning with the principles of our own heart, whether we have talents or not, whether we have intelligence or not, if we're not aligning with a heart attitude toward the people around us and toward the Lord Himself, with all of these things as the burning pursuit of our heart, it's nothing. What difference does it make to have all of that giftedness? What difference does it make to have amazing words of prophecy? What difference does it make if we are not out looking for the opportunities to stretch past our comfort zone, to care about that wounded soul over there, that person over there who's hurting, that person who's suffering in their life because of sin? Why? Because they've had multiple opportunities to become abused or a failure in their life, and we're not pouring ourselves out on their behalf to see them through to wholeness and healing. We're going to instead be offended by their behavior, and we're going to instead seek to reinforce our comfort zone and just push them out of the circle. That's not love. Love goes beyond itself. Love goes beyond, just as Jesus went beyond himself at the cross, just as the Father went way beyond himself and sacrificed his only beloved Son on the cross, that we might know that he will stretch out of his comfort zone, way out of it, just as we should stretch out of our comfort zones to bring love to the world. And this is the power of God. This is the power of God. The power of God is love that lays down its life for a friend. The power of God. We cry out for the power of God. This is the power of God, that we might love like no other, that we might be known for our love, that we might be seen in the earth as those people who loved beyond life itself. Revelation says, they overcame the enemy, which can be our own selfish desires, not just the devil. They overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. That's the gift Christ gave us for his sacrifice on the cross. By the word of their testimony. Okay, that's the power of my experience, my commitment and surrender to God. And they did not love their lives unto death. That's the power. Loving others at the cost of ourselves. So I guess I feel a little impassioned about this message today. And I exhort myself first, because that's how it's all started. And then everybody else who listens to this message, what difference does it make if you are very talented and skilled, if you are selfish in that, or if you just want to be all full of a bunch of amazing talents and gifts and intelligence? What difference does it make if you're hurting people out there? What difference does it make if you're ignoring the wounded, bleeding hearts? They're all around you. Just open your eyes. Let the spotlight go off of you and extend the circle. Let the light show you a broader platform than what you're standing on. or you and your significant other, let the spotlight on you, ask God to spread the light and to show you all the beautiful souls around you, and ask Him to show you how to empower those beautiful souls around you to become more connected to love and to their purposes and their destiny, to pursue the endless love of God. I heard once from the Lord that when we pour ourselves out, it was a picture of people that were, man, it was kind of a brutal picture, but it's symbolic. It wasn't probably so literal, but I saw people just bleeding. They were hemorrhaging. They had arms cut off. They had legs cut off. They had just wounds, like, massively. And these people in that condition didn't matter that they were bleeding like that and wounded like that. They were pouring themselves out on behalf of the people around them. Instead of laying there going, oh me, oh me, oh me, they were in that condition just pouring themselves out on behalf of the other people around them. And the Lord said to me, even though these wounded souls are in this condition, because they show this kind of love of pouring themselves out for one another, is that not like the love of my Son, who wounded on the cross, poured out His love to the very last breath, and still today on the right hand of the Father Almighty pours out His love in intercession and in constant battle for the love of His life, we His children? Is that not what I would pour my Spirit out on and bless? And the Spirit will be poured out on all flesh in the last days, and everyone will amazingly prophesy and see these revelations of God. But He is first concerned that we are operating and understanding Him better than we've ever understood Him before. And He is love. He is love. Read 1 Corinthians 13 again. He is love. So ask the Lord in response to this revelation of what difference does it make. Ask the Lord to burn what love means, how to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Where does forgiveness come in? What part of the walls that separate you from other people in the body of Christ and in the world have you put up, and have they put up? Take it down together. Take it down together. Forgiveness, asking God to forgive you for the way you added to that wall, and asking God to empower those who put up a wall towards you. God, help us. Help us bring down the walls of division. You've said that a kingdom divided against itself will not stand. We can't stand. We can only stand when we find singleness of heart and singleness of action. And Jesus will only find that through the blood of your sacrifice on our behalf. We'll only find that if we're able to forgive and let down our offense and love beyond love itself, God. Love with the power of the angels. The love that inspires them is the love of God. Jesus, help us to know your love like we've never known it before. Thank you, Father. Amen. Be blessed.